In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has prepared a marriage feast, and we are invited. It is why we are here this morning in St. Stanislaus Church. We are his guest. Everyone is invited to share with him all this wonderful joy. It is very important to know and to pay attention to this divine invitation, because some people who are invited to this feast do not wish to come. Negligence, idleness, many good excuses, many also materialistic occupations are able to make men careless or completely deaf. Dear faithful, this morning you left your home because you received this special invitation. But I am also certain that here many of us have family members who do not go to church, and their absence is a suffering for you, and I am sure that often when you go to church, you say to yourself, when are they going to be attentive to the divine invitation? Right? Secretly, you know that a kick, a spiritual kick, would be so beneficial. Everybody has friends or relatives or neighbors who do not practice their faith, who do not go to church, or who do not like the church. It is important to keep them in mind, because the Lord works in our existence, and there is hope for each one of us in our particular situation. Is it your spouse or your children? Keep them in mind. Keep them in your soul. Keep them in your heart when you go to Mass. Trust me, there is hope for you and for them and for me. God's invitation is for everyone. If you observe carefully what the good Lord has already done in your personal existence, if you think about your life, you see that if you are here today, it is because at a certain step of your curriculum, something radical had happened. In a human life, there is always a watershed, an event, sometimes very secret, very interior, or sometimes very visible and spectacular, which changed you deeply. Think about Saint Paul on the way to Damascus. He had one such shaking watershed, and his existence was suddenly entirely different. He was a cruel persecutor. He became a genuine apostle. And since we are in the month of the Rosary, October, dedicated to the Rosary of our Blessed Mother, especially when you meditate on the joyful mystery of the Annunciation, I am sure, dear faithful, that you understand also that you had at least one or probably several interior annunciations in your existence, divine annunciations. God showered you with many invitations, avalanches of flower bouquets, a cascade of graces, like in a romance. The Lord has been very good to us, and also very patient. It is amazing what he is able to do out of love. Yes, we are still in a conversion process, but you are not blind, and you are able to see how he is efficient inside your soul. So, if many of you have family members who do not go to church, don't give up hope. It is a pain for you. But this dolor will be fruitful. This dollar is fruitful. It is a hidden sacrifice which has a big power. In the life of Saint Bridget of Sweden, she was a strong lady with many children, a big family. She had a very beloved son. But he was a troublemaker. His life was sinful. And he gave big concerns to his mother because she worried about his eternal salvation. She did not cease to pray for him with abundant tears, maternal tears. And unfortunately, she was still alive when the son died. She had a vision. She had a vision of the devil dragging her son to hell. And she was terrified. Her maternal heart was bleeding. Suddenly, an angel intervened and defeated the devil, shouting loudly, "This one is the son of the tears. You will not have him." Saint Bridget's son was rescued by the tears and prayers of his mother. Without the hidden daily sacrifices of Saint Bridget, the angel would not have won. He would have been big difficulties to save this soul. Our Lord gives us this parable to help us understand that God feels the same sort of distress with his people, with his children, when men find excuses to ignore him. We are, us human beings, the only material creatures that he made able to be his friends. Capable of God, as St. Augustine says. Capable of God. Let us not leave our Lord waiting, ignored, like the man who threw the party for his son. Let us pay attention to his invitation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.